Order.
Select committee report.
Substantial regulatory reforms around food safety are the purpose of a bill before the Primary Production Committee. But the food bill is a cause for major concern for Dr. Robin Hager of the Society for New Zealand Food Sovereignty.
In our view, the food bill, in the first place, is designed to facilitate trade rather than to promote food safety as such. Second point is the bill itself will permit international market forces to drive domestic food regulations. It's not a good thing. Third, it will act as a stalking horse to further impose Codex Alimentarius regulations into New Zealand by stealth.
Codex Alimentarius are international standards for food production and food safety. Dr. Hager explained his opposition to adopting such standards.
It will end up in resulting in blind acceptance of international standards, and as the result of the preceding, it will diminish both national and food sovereignty.
Dr. Hager was wary of global standards for food safety.
They are created now within the context of the UN system, the Codex Alimentarius, with massive input from the drug companies and from the likes of Monsanto, etc. and so forth.
And that was where Dr. Hager believed New Zealand's sovereignty was at stake.
Because once the world gets to impose crooked regulations on food supplements, you're done. There's nothing you can do with it because you can't change national regulations to be something other than what the international criteria are held up to support. It's really substantially a very serious situation for an independent nation state such as New Zealand tries to be.
Dr. Hager urged Parliament to carefully assess the bill once it was reported back to the House.
In my humble opinion, it should go, or it absolutely has to go, through the Committee of the Whole, that is Parliament. Parliament is a sovereign decision-making body in New Zealand. It can change its mind.
Dr. Robin Hager of the Society for New Zealand Food Sovereignty making that submission on the food bill to the Primary Production Committee. For more on that bill, go online to parliament.nz, keywords food bill. There are more than 75 submissions available to view. And in other committee news this week, newly appointed Privacy Commissioner John Edwards was up before the Justice and Electoral Committee for the annual financial review of his office and responded to questions from MPs about why privacy breaches were more prevalent now than in the past.
A simple slip in the old manual information management days might affect a couple of people because a paper file is left somewhere. A simple slip these days can actually expose the details of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people.
That was due to private data being stored in bulk.
I mean, a really good example is the spreadsheet. Why do you need to email a spreadsheet containing details of 6,000 people to 35 managers? If you need to do that, you need to think about, well, why are these managers, why do they all need personal information? You need to think about 6,000 columns or 6,000 rows, why do we need that in a spreadsheet? Don't we have a database environment in which analytics can be conducted safely? So I want to be talking about that.
But Mr. Edwards said there was a human component to privacy breaches too.
It seems to be an increasing trend that when somebody finds something in their inbox which was not intended for them, that they are entitled to give some publicity to it or use it as a mechanism for obtaining some advantage or creating some stress or drama for the organisation with which they may be in conflict. And I'm disturbed, as disturbed by that, I think, as I am by the weakness at the other end.
And despite having only been in the position of Privacy Commissioner for 4 days, Mr. Edwards said he had a vision for his agency.
Make privacy easy. So I want my office to make privacy easy, compliance easy for business and government. And I want business and government to make privacy an easy choice for consumers and citizens. And I want there to be easy remedies for people who feel like they've had a breach of their privacy.
Privacy Commissioner John Edwards. All up, there were 20 select committee meetings held during the week. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.